I winged him.
Aye, but 'twas not a sure shot. Send the dog.
Monk plunged into the bracken that filled the clearing in the small dell, following the hound unleashed by Dick Cann and waving clarges after him. The stag, a handsome young buck, had been galled, but how badly it was impossible to tell. Cann, a young man Monk's agent Will Morris had appointed gamekeeper some 6 months earlier, thrust past Monk, who was struggling up the farther side of the dell, out of the bracken and into the trees, his enfeebled legs less agile than the younger man's. From above the canopy of leaves, shafts of sunlight pierced the trees, dappling the woodland, and striking an increasingly breathless Monk with its homely beauty. Clarges had come up with him now and half-turned inquiringly.
"Go on, get after them,"
Monk urged, nodding his head, and then, as Clarges ran forward, pausing to wipe his brow. He blew his cheeks out, cursed the spotted fever, and moved off again. For a few moments he could hear nothing but the rustle of the hunter's forward progress. Then the hound started baying, after which he heard Cann holloa. After some minutes more, a sweating Monk emerged from the trees and found himself on the edge of a small clearing. Ahead of him, an outcrop of rock rose lichen-covered from the forest floor. Little but scrubby grass sprinkled with tiny white flowers, and some ferns grew in its shadow. He knew the spot. So did the stag, for it had turned at bay.
"Careful, sir."
Cann held a restraining hand out towards Clarges, who was reloading his matchlock. A soldier would have already done this, Monk thought irrelevantly as he watched Clarges struggle with the piece. It was a fine new gun that Clarges had recently bought in Exeter, in anticipation of hunting on Monk's land. The stag stood its ground, blood oozing from the wound high up on its left shoulder, lowering its head and hooking impotently at the air in an act of defiant deterrence. Cann was watching the beast, awaiting his moment. But as Monk arrived on the scene, he turned to his master.
"Shall I?"
Cann asked. Catching his breath, Monk shook his head and gestured towards Clarges. Cann nodded as Clarges brought the matchlock up to his shoulder and fired. The report of the discharge hit the rock and flung itself back at the three men, setting their ears ringing. The stag fell onto its front knees and kicked pitifully with its hindquarters. Even at close range, Clarges had failed to end its torment, and Cann clicked his disapproval as Clarges lowered his gun. The stag's movement had frustrated the inexpert Clarges, and he'd merely emptied the contents of his cartridge into the wretched animal's withers, tearing at its entrails so that its terrified eyes blazed with the horror of its end. Cann drew his knife. But Monk intervened.
"No, let Mr. Clarges dispatch him."
Monk held out his hand for Tom Clarges' gun.
"Take Dick's knife, Tom, and finish the business."
"This is not much to my liking, George."
"What? A knife in the hand of a surgeon? I was an apothecary."
"Well, you certainly were not an arquebusier," Monk remarked with a laugh.
"Go to it, but mind his antlers now."
Clarges looked apprehensive. Then Dick Cann stepped forward, and with a swift movement, kneeled on the stag's shoulders, grasped the tortured animal's antlers, and gave a vicious twist with his strong forearms. The beast kicked violently, but was bleeding copiously from its riven belly.
"Now!"
he said through clenched teeth as he wrenched the stag's head back, exposing its throat. Clarges was quick enough with the knife. There was a brief flurry, then a long, whistling exhalation before the beast subsided. Clarges stood and offered Cann his knife before looking at Monk.
"I botched it twice," he said.
Monk patted him on the shoulder.
"You'll forget that soon enough when you enjoy the venison."
"I think not."
Clarges paused a moment, then added, as he stared down at the dead animal,
"I think I'd sooner kill a man."
"That thou wouldst not,"
Monk said with such a vehemence that both Clarges and Cann looked at him. Monk shook his head.
"Thou might kill a man without a thought in the heat of a battle, but to do so in cold blood is not like this."
Suddenly Monk turned and walked away.